And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC. And the star of the show, Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing Adventures. Hey, Bobby.
Good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. And I know we're going to talk some inshore here in a second. It's fall fishing. It's great. But you saw the note coming out from the state. Get a little another bite at the apple for snapper.
Yeah, threw me for a loop, man. I guess they found another 15,000 pounds. And, you know, so they opened it back up, I guess, effective this weekend.
Well, it's going to be September 29th, I think. Yeah,
29th. Okay, so it'll be next weekend. Yeah. By the way, double check me on these things. So I posted that note on my Facebook page, and if you want to check it out there, of that article. So anyway, yeah, 29th. So we got, I don't know, 15,000 pounds. Depends on what the weather's like. May last for a little while.
Yeah, well, the weather and the fact that a lot of people are doing other stuff, you know, going hunting
other
or football
stuff,
or
right.
That kind of stuff.
Yep.
And I think we'll probably get quite a few, you know, few trips in on that. If we're going to stay inside, how's inshore fishing been the last week?
Dude, it continues to be really good. I mean, we've had a lot of wind all week long this week. And the beauty of you know, this time of year, and certainly as we go in more into the fall, is, you know, the fish are staying active well into the day. The wind helps that, you know, so that shallow water bite. So even when it's windy, we've been able to get out and catch fish using popping corks with voodoos. And I mentioned to you right before we went on the air that I actually had a trip over last weekend that we actually put some bait on the boat. I was a little nervous when I put it in there that my live well pumps work. It's been such a while since I used live bait. But anyway, we got on some really nice fish kind of up in the bay on some live bait. So, you know, and I mention this all the time. I'm sure I have on the report, you know, you can catch fish on artificial bait like we're doing right now, but that doesn't mean that you can't catch it on live bait. So if you can get your hands on it, it certainly is a plus, and you can always do both. You don't have to be one way or the other. So, but we've had some shrimp on the boat a couple times over the last couple of weeks, and I can tell you right now, something that you already know, old buddy, they will eat a shrimp. I don't
for
care.
Sure.
I don't care what time of year it is or what time of day it is. You put a live shrimp in front of an active fish, in the salt water, he's going to eat it.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to grab some shrimp, it's certainly something that's going to, you know, help the trip if you can get your hands on it, present it properly.
Well, you say get your hands on it. How's it been getting live bait?
It's pretty good. If you're planning on using it and you're counting your whole trip on it, I would definitely do a little homework the day before, the evening before, and find out who's got it and what time they're open and that sort of thing. They're doing a great job of keeping it, but as you well know, you get these busy weekends when the weather's pretty and people are maybe trying to fish early before the games come on. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be a run on bait. So if you want to use bait, I would do a little homework, either, you know, figure out who's got it. Again, like I said, what time they open, or if you've got a way to keep it alive. And we did a show on this here not too long ago about keeping it alive overnight. A lot of times that's the way to do it. That way you can get out there, you ain't got to fight the crowd, and you're ready to go in the morning.
I tell you what, speaking of listening to things we did, if y'all go back and check the podcast out of Saturday's Outdoor Show, Bobby and I break down fall fishing in the Bay and the Delta. And that's my last question before we wrap here. The fish are in the bay, obviously, with your reports now. Anything? Hearing anything from north of the causeway?
Just some sightings of some bird schools and some shrimp, which is kind of like a precursor to what that thing's going to hopefully turn into. So it sounds like, you know, the salinity and all that stuff's coming together to pull that bait up there. And that is definitely the first ingredient to a recipe of a great, you know, Delta trip, is when the shrimp get up in the Delta, and it sounds like that's happening right now.
Somebody wants to get a trip booked with you, looking forward to this fall fishing or any time. How do they do that?
A-teamfishing.com is our website. It's got all the trip information, prices and so forth on there. And you can either call us or shoot us an email via the little, the contact us form that we have on there.
Captain Bobby, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Will do. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC and McCoy Outdoor Company.